Welcome to Play by Play, the latest in sports headlines and sports stock news from InvestorIdeas.com. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the Play by Play podcast. For stock news today, we've got the latest from Flutter Entertainment and AWS, as well as Genius Sports and Snap. Then we're going to take a look at some headlines involving the NFL and the Baseball Hall of Fame. But just before we get into the news today, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so Amazon Web Services, or AWS, of course, a subsidiary of Amazon, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker AMZN, has announced that sports gaming company FanDuel, itself a subsidiary of Flutter Entertainment, trading on the OTC under the ticker PDYPY, has selected AWS as its strategic cloud provider, helping to power its growth into new markets across the U.S. and Canada. FanDuel will leverage AWS's infrastructure to scale its support of millions of simultaneous players as they place bets, watch live content, and access real-time features. Shane Sweeney, the senior VP of technology for FanDuel, said, quote, AWS has proven it can provide a secure and reliable infrastructure that helps scale our business quickly into new and existing markets while meeting important regulatory requirements. This expansion regionally is part of FanDuel's broader work with AWS, which includes the use of AWS outposts and local zones to help drive our performance. End quote. Next up, Genius Sports Limited, which trades on the NYSE under the ticker GENI, has partnered with Snap Inc., which trades on the NYSE under the ticker SNAP, to power immersive augmented reality fan experiences via Snapchat lenses. This will see Genius Sports, which is the exclusive distributor of the NFL official league data and next-gen stats, feeds, to global media and betting markets, help to power the next wave of Snapchat lenses through NFL official league data, thus providing millions of fans with phone-based, highly shareable content. Anmol Malhotra, Snap's head of sports partnerships, said, quote, Snapchat is the best place to showcase your fandom and keep up with all the action on game day. With over 250 million Snapchatters engaging with AR on our platform every day, we're thrilled for Genius Sports to bring real-time data to our lenses to make them even more immersive. End quote. That's it for stock news for the day, but let's take a look at some headlines in the sports world. First off, the Minnesota Vikings have sustained their second loss in 5 days after falling to the Philadelphia Eagles 34-28 yesterday. According to the Associated Press, only 31 of the 270 clubs, about 11.5%, that began a season 0-2 or 0-2 advanced to the playoffs since 1990, so not the greatest odds for the Vikings there. The article quotes Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins on the game, quote, shot ourselves in the foot with the turnovers. Similar story now the first 2 weeks in that case. Just difficult to win in this league when you lose the turnover battle by one, let alone by the margin we have lost it by. So we have to fix those mistakes and not let it continue. End quote. The AP also reports that the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, is opening an exhibit dedicated to the Savannah Bananas today. Now, the Bananas were founded in 2016 and are an exhibition barnstorming team known for their wacky version of the game called Banana Ball. Bananas owner Jesse Cole told the AP, quote, Banana Ball is bigger than we ever could have imagined. We have people traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles to our games because they're seeing something they've never seen before. It's not traditional. It's completely fun and entertaining. End quote. That's it for today's edition of Play by Play. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact investorideas.com. Investorideas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more podcasts, you can go to investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available.